So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Elise Glink, and you should know, Love Money and Real Estate. That's her newsletter, and you can always find her at thinklink.com. Elise, Jerome Powell has spoken.
Oh, my goodness. And look at what the markets did. Boy, yeah. I know we've talked about this in the news, but the Dow up almost 850 points, S&P 500 up almost 100 points, NASDAQ up 396 points in a single day. Even the Russell 2000 was up 3.86% overall. I mean, this was a remarkable turnaround from where everything had been going. I think everybody was in the markets anyway, was just waiting for Jerome Powell to admit that he was going, looking like he might tiptoeing towards lowering interest rates. And that is what everyone wanted to hear. And so they've rewarded everybody who was a stockholder.
Yeah. So he hasn't reduced the rates.
No.
He's just indicating that it will probably come when.
Well, he didn't really say. He said that it, he just said, you know.
Maybe he just wants the president to leave him alone, and he's like, I'll throw this little crumb out there.
I'll tell you, if I were him, I'd want the president to leave me alone. This has been a complete push by the president and the president's team and other advisors who are really trying to get the interest rates to go down. And Jerome Powell has kind of held on to that, saying, I'm just not sure yet. And everybody votes. It's not just Jerome Powell, by the way. You know, there's a whole group of Federal
right.
Reserve Bank board members who were voting, the voting members, right? And they've all been voting not to lower interest rates further. And yet now it looks like that's exactly what's going to happen. So the speech was billed as an economic outlook and framework review. This is probably Jerome Powell's last big speech in Jackson Hole, because almost certainly he will be out at the end next year before the next time this happens. And so he really just took his time, and he talked a little bit about the economy, about interest rates, and about some of the outlying risks that are still there.
Hmm. Somebody in our show yesterday, a marketing professor, said they took away the cracker and the barrel. They changed the logo. All hell broke loose at Cracker Barrel. What's the $100 million price tag?
So this is really interesting. So day before yesterday, on Wednesday, Cracker Barrel closed at $58 a share, almost $59 a share. And by the close of day, or I should say by 11:30 a.m. the next day, it had fallen all the way down to 50, and then kind of started to build its way back up again. That was kind of the nadir of it. And so it plunged almost $100 million in value simply because people made a ruckus about the new logo and that it didn't, I guess, reflect accurately what the Southern-themed restaurant's fans were saying, you know, was who they really are. So they were claiming the MAGA base, Trump's MAGA base, right, was out there pushing the idea that the design without the guy and sitting there was woke and it was boring. And now it just says Cracker Barrel. And so they just got all up in a roar. And it really, this, in my mind, this has to do with people who are taking a whole lot of money off the table. It led to a drop in the stock. The stock lost a huge amount of value. A lot of people lost money. And then today, with the rise of everything in the stock market, it came back up. So overall, for the week, the Cracker Barrel stock is still down almost 12% in the past 5 days, which is a pretty significant hit. The excuse is just the logo, which is crazy.
It's silliness. And I hate these targeted boycotts for no other reason than you want to make a political statement. And that seems to be the case here.
I don't disagree. It's it seems a little silly to take it out on stockholders who like the food and like the company. And it's a good company. So anyway, we'll see what happens next week with it. And maybe some parts of the logo will come back onto the picture. Who knows?
Well, if you bend, I you know, it might be a little late for that, because as I talked with the professor yesterday, there are months and months of people at the table making these decisions, and not just lawyers and advisors, but design professionals. And if they were to turn around and bend to this pressure, then these types of things won't ever stop.
Correct. And, you know, their Cracker Barrel came out yesterday and said, look, this is a logo for our present day and our future. We, you know, we wanted a lot of people besides the old guy by the barrel eat at Cracker Barrel.
Right.
So they are looking for something that's a little fresher and a little different. But, you know, Coke Zero, when Coke Zero came out and Coca-Cola just had a huge firestorm, people get very attached to their brands. And I'm sure you talked about this with your marketing guy yesterday. But, the you know, when you get attached to a brand, you're very, very hesitant about, as the company, about making those changes because people can get spooked and they can just on a dime stop buying your product. And so to your point, Lisa, when you're a company that is publicly traded decides to change their brand, whether it's Hyatt and they introduce the Sun Rising logo or it's Cracker Barrel, these things are done very slowly. They're paid, they pay consultants a lot of money to come up with it, and then they go forward.
Lisa Cook, a member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, is currently facing allegations of mortgage fraud?
Yeah, that was a big sigh on my part. So this is a criminal complaint that was sent to the Department of Justice by the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA. His name is Bill Pulte of the Pulte Construction family.
All right.
Just, you know, cause, so he knows a little bit about this sort of thing. What they allege is that she had listed two separate properties as her primary residence on mortgage applications back in 2021. Now, when you apply for a mortgage, if you're going to live in it as an owner-occupant, you potentially can get lower interest rates than if you're getting a second home or a vacation residence or an investment property. That's just how the mortgage market works. And the reason is because for your primary residence, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will take back that mortgage. They package them up. They sell them as securities. And so you get the Fannie and Freddie seal of approval, which is implicitly backed by, wait for it, the federal government. So So Lisa Cook, who is a member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, took out a loan. And when you take out these mortgage documents, what they say specifically is that your intention is to live in it as your primary residence for at least a year. What they're claiming in the case is that she listed the Atlanta property for rental within the year period, and that's according to Bloomberg, and that she did not make the property her primary residence for a year. So Justice Department is looking into it. What's so concerning is that even if that is what she did, you had to have the intention of defrauding the mortgage company, which we don't know if she did or if she didn't do. I guess that's what the case would be about. But I don't like the idea of the Justice Department on behalf of the Trump administration digging into allegations of mortgage fraud in order to get rid of another member of the Federal Reserve so they can put in somebody who would automatically lower interest rates. And if that's not the case, if that's not why this is taking place, then it would be great to understand why it is. But there are a lot of people who take out a loan, intend to live somewhere, and then they end up renting.
They get a different
job.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. It does seem like it's a political target issue, but only time will tell. Thank you for joining us, Elise.
Always a pleasure, Lisa.
You will find her at thinkglink.com and glink.substack.com.